崇明区2019学年第一学期教学质量调研测试卷，九年级英语 Part 1 Listening 第一部分听力 1. Listening Comprehension 听力理解 A. Listen and choose the right picture 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.It's quite convenient to go shopping in our neighborhood.
It's quite convenient to go shopping in our neighborhood.
2. Winter is a wonderful season with lots of interesting outdoor activities.
Winter is a wonderful season with lots of interesting outdoor activities.
3.The children always do a lot of exercise regularly to keep fit.
The children always do a lot of exercise regularly to keep fit.
4. You'd better make a list before going on a trip to faraway places.
You'd better make a list before going on a trip to faraway places.
5. Look at the sign over there. Parking isn't allowed here.
Look at the sign over there. Parking isn't allowed here.
6. People should deal with used batteries in a correct way.
People should deal with used batteries in a correct way.B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Shall we take a bus to the cinema, Linda?
I'm afraid it's not a good idea, Jack. There are traffic jams everywhere during rush hours. Let's take the underground instead.
Okay.
Question.How will they go to the cinema? 请再听一遍。
Shall we take a bus to the cinema, Linda?
I'm afraid it's not a good idea, Jack. There are traffic jams everywhere during rush hours. Let's take the underground instead.
Okay.
Question, how will they go to the cinema?
8.I've called a taxi to pick you up. It will come at 9:30.
Oh, there's only 20 minutes left. I'll have to hurry.
Question, what time is it now?
请再听一遍。
I've called a taxi to pick you up. It will come at 9:30.
Oh, there's only 20 minutes left. I'll have to hurry.
Question, what time is it now?
9. Excuse me, sir. I'd like to send this parcel to Garden City. How much should I pay?
Let me wait first. How would you like to send it?
By airmail, please.
Question, where are they probably talking?
请再听一遍。Excuse me, sir. I'd like to send this parcel to Garden City. How much should I pay?
Let me wait first. How would you like to send it?
By airmail, please.
Question. Where are they probably talking?
10. Henry, can you help me decorate the classroom?
Sorry, Rose. I'm working on a math problem at the moment.I will have to hand in all the exercise box to the teacher's office.
Then can you help me after you come back from the office?
Of course.
Question, what will Henry do after coming back from the teacher's office? 请再听一遍。Henry, can you help me decorate the classroom?
Sorry, Rose. I'm working on a math problem at the moment. I will have to hand in all the exercise books to the teacher's office.
Then, can you help me after you come back from the office?
Of course.
Question: What will Henry do after coming back from the teacher's office? 11. Excuse me, I want to complain about the fish. It's too salty.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. I will ask a cook to make another one for you. Please wait for 10 minutes.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 请再听一遍。Excuse me, I want to complain about the fish. It's too salty.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. I will ask the cook to make another one for you. Please wait for 10 minutes.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
12. Alice, I'm afraid I can't go to your birthday party this Sunday.
How come, Dick?
My daughter Stella is ill in hospital.I have to look after her.
Question: Who will have a birthday party? 请再听一遍。
Alice, I'm afraid I can't go to your birthday party this Sunday.
How come, Dick?
My daughter Stella is ill in hospital. I have to look after her.
Question: Who will have a birthday party?13. Hi, Peter. You look sleepy. Did you play lots of computer games last night?
No, I went to bed early.
Then what's wrong with you?
My cousins kept talking so loudly that I couldn't fall asleep.
Question: Why does Peter look sleepy? 请再听一遍。Hi, Peter. You look sleepy.Did you play lots of computer games last night?
No, I went to bed earlier.
Then what's wrong with you?
My cousins kept talking so loudly that I couldn't fall asleep.
Question: Why does Peter look sleepy? 14. I've packed some t-shirts. What else do we need during our trip in Australia?
Let me see. It often rains there, so shall we take an umbrella?
Okay, I'll get it.
Question: What are they talking about?
请再听一遍。I've packed some t-shirts. What else do we need during our trip in Australia?
Let me see. It often rains there, so shall we take an umbrella?
Okay, I'll get it.
Question: What are they talking about?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Glenn and Lafayette met with each other in 2011 in Boston. They fell in love and got married in 2013. In the summer of 2016, the couple moved to Florida. 3 months later, their daughter Samantha was born. However, after a week, the doctor told them that their newborn baby was deaf.The young couple felt helpless and sad. What should they do? They had no choice but to help her learn sign language. But to their surprise, all of their neighbors also started to learn sign language. To communicate with the girl, they had to know her language. So these neighbors asked a teacher to teach them sign language without letting Glenda and Rafael know.Growing up in such a warm neighborhood, Samantha is now a happy and energetic girl. She greets her neighbors every time she sees them. It's an amazing situation, since deaf children are usually shy and sad. Samantha is also a lucky girl. She has found a big warm family among all those people next door.
Glenda and Raphael met with each other in 2011 in Boston. They fell in love and got married in 2013. In the summer of 2016, the couple moved to Florida. 3 months later, their daughter Samantha was born. However, after a week, the doctor told them that their newborn baby was deaf. The young couple felt helpless and sad. What should they do? They had no choice but to help her learn sign language. But to their surprise, all of their neighbors also started to learn sign language. To communicate with the girl, they had to know her language. So these neighbors asked a teacher to teach them sign language without letting Glenda and Raphael know. Growing up in such a warm neighborhood, Samantha is now a happy and energetic girl. She greets her neighbors every time she sees them. It's an amazing situation, since deaf children are usually shy and sad. Samantha is also a lucky girl. She has found a big, warm family among all those people next door. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
This year, all of Italy, particularly Florence, is celebrating the achievement of Leonardo da Vinci, the great artist and inventor once lived in the city. He passed away 500 years ago.If you want to know more about the inventor, the Leonardo da Vinci Museum is the right place for you. Why? Because it's very special. The museum is interactive. It is filled with reproductions of Leonardo's inventions. And all these exhibits can be touched by visitors. The museum's founder, Gabriel Nicolai, said, "When I was a kid,I remembered that the signs told us not to touch anything in museums. That bothered me. I want to break that rule and create something, so kids could actually touch everything in that place." So 10 years ago, Nicola opened the Leonardo da Vinci Museum. He and his father built the first exhibits together. Nicola is proud thathe is able to bring Leonardo's inventions to life. He thinks Da Vinci would be proud to see his work being passed on in this way. Kids should be curious. In that way, they can be like Da Vinci, Nicola said.
请再听一遍。This year, all of Italy,particularly Florence, is celebrating the achievement of Leonardo da Vinci, the great artist and inventor once lived in the city. He passed away 500 years ago. If you want to know more about the inventor, the Leonardo da Vinci Museum is a right place for you. Why? Because it is very special. The museum is interactive.It is filled with reproductions of Leonardo's inventions, and all of these exhibits can be touched by visitors. The museum's founder, Gabriele Nicolai, said, "When I was a kid, I remembered that the signs told us not to touch anything in museums. That bothered me. I wanted to break that rule and create something.So kids could actually touch everything in that place." So 10 years ago, Nicolai opened the Leonardo da Vinci Museum. He and his father built the first exhibits together. Nikolai is proud that he is able to bring Leonardo's inventions to life. He thinks Da Vinci would be proud to see his work being passed on in this way. Kids should be curious. In that way, they can be like Da Vinci, Nikolai said. 听力到此结束。